Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. I'm broadcasting live from Los Angeles today. This is Sharon Jeffers, and I will be your host for the next 55 minutes. I'm going to start out by introducing you all who are new to what I'm up to here. And then a little later on in the show, I will take calls for personal readings or questions or conversations about the cards, whatever. There's a quote that I just love. It is, "Our birthdays are feathers in the broad wing of time." And this is Jean-Paul Richter. And the Mystic Oracle Show is based on the regular deck of playing cards and the oracle that reveals that this deck of cards was originally a calendar. And in the 1800s, a man by the name of Olney Richmond wrote a book called The Mystic Test Book. And he taught in his book that in ancient times the cards were actually carved in ivory and used to determine planetary movements and cycles. Those of us who work closely with the system recognize the power of the card deck and how it holds our destinies, our life paths, our relationships, everything within it. It's absolutely amazing. And I'm talking about a system that is structured, not laying cards out as we do in fortune telling, but when I do a reading for somebody, I'm actually looking at charts of time that are fixed. They are there. Time is defined and it's structured. And we drop in, we move through, and then we lift out. And one of the things that's so spectacular about this system is that when we look at the cards and we see how time is structured and defined, it actually gives us the ability to have a greater perspective of who we are, where we are in time, what's going on in our lives, what our best resources are in the moment, and in the time that we're in, because we have many, many cycles at work, many cycles, all the time. So I wanted to play a song today called Deck of Cards, and when I tried to turn it into an MP3 file, it wouldn't let me because it's copyrighted material, so I have to figure that out later. But it is quite an interesting story. It's been recorded by many artists, and it was written decades ago. And it's about a soldier who was using a deck of cards as a prayer book in church. But I'll save that for later. Maybe I'll try to upload that on my website. The cards, for those of you who are new, go to my website, starofthemagi.com. Just below my new book, Love and Destiny, you'll see a spade symbol. Across that spade symbol, it says, "What's your card?" If you click on there, a calendar will pop up, and you can click on your birthday. And when you do, that'll take you to a sample of my greeting card line, your birthday card, and you can read about that. Then if you go to on the nav bar where it says the cards, you can read about the four suits, the four personal significators, which are your birth card, your spirit card, your soul card, and your planetary ruling card. And if you want to call me in a little bit, you can do that, and I'll tell you what those other cards are. In my book, Cards of Destiny, I do list the spirit card. I want to talk about the birth card, and then I'm going to talk about the spirit card. But before I do that, I want to talk about the cards and the calendar for those of you who have never heard this before, because I know every week people tune in who have not heard of this relationship. So let's just look at it mathematically, okay, because it's really easy to see how the two align. There are 12 court cards in the deck. There are four jacks, four queens, and four kings. And those 12 cards represent the 12 months of the year. There are four suits, the hearts, the clubs, the diamonds, and the spades. Those four suits represent the four seasons of the year, spring, summer, fall, and winter. And that's the order that they live in and evolve from, hearts to clubs to diamonds to spades. Each one of those suits contains 13 cards, the ace through the king, which symbolizes the 13 weeks that exist in each one of those three-month seasons that we have four of in the year, and also the 13 lunar cycles that we have each year. And last but not least, well, not quite last, there are 52 cards, not counting the Joker, and there are 52 weeks in the year. When we add the spots, the spot values on the cards, 1 plus 2 plus 3, through the whole deck, the total is 364. And when we add the Joker, who is Alpha and Omega, connects the past with the future, we get 365. There's one Joker birthday. That's December 31st. So the cards in the calendar align perfectly, and so do we, because each day of the year is associated with a specific card. And so the day that we're born on, January 1st, February 28th, you know, June 10th, whatever day it might be, that day is governed not only by a card, but a life path. And that life path has an inner world, an outer world. It has a mundane direction. It has spiritual direction. There's so much information. It's just absolutely amazing. And, you know, unlike typical generic descriptions, and I have been a student of astrology my entire life, so, you know, I really honor astrology. However, this brings a new element to astrology, because you can be, you know, a Taurus, but if you're a Ten of Diamonds Taurus, you're going to be a completely different person than an Ace of Spades Taurus. So, or a King of Clubs Taurus. So it really gets intricate and personal with you. And the system defines the energy that we embody and what we carry with us. Each one of these cards is an entire universe, at least. And each one of us is a thread in this tapestry. And when we learn more about who we are energetically in this way, and in any way, really, we then resonate with conscious awareness, and it awakens that energy in everyone. It's really pretty amazing, because we really are all mirrors for one another, aren't we? So I always like to say it's all in the cards, because it really is all in the cards. I want to talk just a little bit about the birth card, because this is a person's soul's expression, and this card defines who we are for our entire lifetime. It speaks to the energy and characteristics that each one of us embody, and it's our distinguished signature for us to express in the world. And because we're each so uniquely different, even if we share the same birth card with someone, we all, each one of us comes from diverse life experiences. And those experiences, whatever they are special, and they're significant to us. I'm not a believer in, you know, people being victims. I believe that we're all playing roles here, for sure. But that's all I'll say about that right now. So our birth card, you know, our birth card is like the costume we wear to the ball, okay, the ball being life. And this card defines the friends, the family, everything. It's so amazing to see how this unfolds. It also shows us how we relate to ourselves. It shows us how we relate to each other as well. To me, the first primary relationship that I have in this life is with me. And the cards reveal how I relate to myself. And I always have a choice of, am I taking the high road, the low road, the escape route? Which way am I going? Am I going through the obstacle course? What am I choosing? You know? And I get to see by looking at my life path what my greatest choices can be. And I'm given insight into who I am and why I have the tendencies I have, why I have the passion that I have. You know, why one person can walk in the room and I feel like I've known them for 7 million lifetimes, and another person can walk in the room and I feel like, no connection whatsoever. And it's so amazing. Not no connection whatsoever, that's not possible, but you know what I'm saying, or trying to say. So each birth card has a destiny. And that doesn't mean that we lack choice or free will. It simply means that we embody certain traits and qualities along with special inner gifts and wisdom that can be expressed more easily in some ways than others. And when we know what these are, you know, one of the reasons I wrote Cards of Destiny and delineated the birthdays in my way is because there can be a tendency for us to look at one another and compare ourselves. And it's not fair. It's not fair to ourselves. It's not fair to anybody else. It's really a waste of time. Because each one of us is so completely perfect as we are in the moment. And each one of us has unlimited potential to go in many different directions. And I experience in my life that when I'm aware of my essence and I am in alignment with the timing of my life, which I understand from working with this system, it's like this magical moment of destiny and free will coming together, of time and presence coming together in the moment. And that is when the portal opens and anything is possible and manifestation happens. That's my experience. And I feel like there are components because it's like co-creation. And we are in relationship with everything in this life, which is why I wrote my book, Love and Destiny. It's a very powerful take on an aspect of what the cards reveal to us regarding our relationships and the fact that a relationship is an entity unto itself. By the way, while I'm on this subject, I'm getting some books in advance of when they're being released, like 1-3 months at least before they'll be in the stores. So I'm offering a special offer for people that want to reserve those books. You can order them on my website. Now, I just realized that the publisher is actually selling them for $2 more than I thought, retail. So I'm probably going to raise that price a little bit, but right now it's a deep, deep discount. And so if you're interested, you might want to go on my website and pre-order that book. So we have the birth card, which defines our life path and the direction that we're going. Each card, whether it's our birth card, our soul card, our Venus card, whatever card it is, has a positive or aware side and a negative or unconscious side. I don't like positive and negative so much. I guess they are polar opposites. I do like aware and unconscious, though, because I feel like we're always bouncing back and forth, at least I am, between being present and not being present. And, you know, we choose every moment how we operate with these energies by the choices we make. And our choices really are usually a reflection of our values. And the diamonds teach us all about the values. The oracle, this oracle, teaches us that we always have the opportunity to rise to a higher, more refined state of conscious awareness. It's simply a matter of making that decision. it's more helpful when we can look and see what the opportunity is in the moment. That's why I do readings for people. That's why I teach people to read the system themselves. And that's why so many people now who have become aware of this have learned it or are learning it. It's so profound in its ability to guide us. I mean, down to the day, you can see people that are showing up in your life. It's quite amazing. But we always have the choice, you know, to choose the high road or the low road. And using the Jack of Spades as an example, I can, you know, show those opposing forces that this is the card of the spiritual initiate. This is the highest energy this card embodies. It's an incredibly creative, clever, amazing card. The mind is quick. It can do anything, very adaptable. And operating from the positive influence, this card draws on the innate wisdom of the spade suit, which represents spirituality, wisdom, discipline, mysticism. So a consciously aware Jack of Spades energy is masterful with business, with creativity, with integrity, has amazing insight. You know, the lower side of this card, though, is deception. This card can be the master of deception. This card could rip you off and make you thought you got a deal, you know. This card could, you know, convince an elephant to give up his trunk and make him think it was the best thing he ever did for himself. If, you know, that's a strange example. But each card embodies multiple realms of expressive influences. And the spiritual aspects of each card relate to our values and how we choose to live as citizens of humanity. The mundane aspects of each card define how we choose to convey who we are in the physical and mental realms of life through our work and our self-expression. And each moment that we decide to take, you know, to be present or not, it's our birthright. There's no judgment with this, you know. Harvard did studies, said we go unconscious every 90 seconds. So there we have it, the human condition. The oracle gives us precision guidance for making these choices. And most importantly, it reveals the path of our self-mastery for each one of us personally and the highest expression of our destiny in this life. So, you know, it's a power-packed system. And we have, there are many ways to use these. Not only many ways to use the system, but there are many aspects of itself that are being expressed all the time. If you are on my website or if you go onto my website, you'll see that I offer the card of the day each day. And this is free. You can sign up. And today is a Three of Clubs day. I love doing my radio show on Clubs Day because I'm way more talkative on a Clubs Day than a Diamond Day. I want to work on a Diamond Day. I'm all up for talking on a Club Day because clubs rule the mental suit and communication. But an example of the card of the day is what I said for today is the influx of mental energy that comes with this day can be very intense. And when channeled in creative ways, can produce outstanding new forms of expression. The challenge for many lies in an inability to remain mentally focused. Indecision or uncertainty can be a given with this influence. And if this occurs, physical activity of some sort may be the answer. Then, of course, I say on here today that I will be in New York and New Jersey from June 11th to June 23rd, I'm going to be in that area doing private sessions. So if you sign up for the card of the day, you also find out what I'm up to if you're interested. So how I come to the card of the day and how I define and create these expressions that I send out and are also in my book, Cards of Destiny, is I combine the card of the day with the planetary ruling card and the numeric value of the day itself, like today is the 29th, which is an 11. So I look at all those different aspects and put them together. I could write much longer descriptions of the day, but I feel I like to just hit the points that I feel are most important so that people just get a little something that they can wrap their minds around in the morning. A lot of people send me emails and tell me that, you know, it's always amazing how accurate it is. It's still amazing to me. I first came upon this system in 1990, and the more I work with it and write about it and hang out with it, the more I see. The more, I mean, there's always things being revealed. It's just absolutely incredible. So, I want to talk about two things that I have in my Cards of Destiny book. One is your personal card for the day, and the other is relationship cards. Now, my new book coming out defines all the relationships. Our personal card for the day, we have personal cards in our 52-day paths. We have personal cards, daily cards. I'm talking daily cards. We have daily cards in our 28-day cycles. We have daily cards all over the place. Then we have a relationship card or a personal card that represents how we interact with each day. And so in my book, Cards of Destiny, I define how you find that card. And this tells me the relationship that I'm going to have with this day. Like today is a Three of Clubs day. And I am the King of Diamonds. So for me, this is a Three of Hearts relationship. The King of Diamonds with a Three of Clubs day is a Three of Hearts relationship. And if I could tell you this morning, Three of Hearts is indecision about something, either emotional or relationship, where you want to live, anything having to do with the heart. Anything the heart suit represents, which is family, home, children, relationships. I have been going back and forth all morning looking at property in the desert and property in North Carolina. And then, of course, I always think about Hawaii because I lived there for the last 10 years, but I don't think I'm going back there right now. Perhaps I won't go anywhere, but, you know, I did spend a fair amount of time this morning looking at my astrocartography, going back and forth on the maps, going back and forth and, you know, looking at things. And I know what I'm doing because I understand how that energy is working with me today. So instead of spinning my wheels, which I could otherwise be doing, I've been creative. And remember in the card of the day, I said, when this energy is channeled in creative ways, it can produce outstanding new forms of expression. Well, this morning, I actually pre-recorded this radio show. I'm live right now because I couldn't turn it into an MP3, and that perhaps isn't an outstanding new form of expression, but it is a new form of expression for me and a new way of playing because I pre-recorded the first half of the radio show, and I put the song, the recording from Tex Ritter, Deck of Cards, in there because I wanted to play it for the audience, for you guys. And what happened was when I tried to make it into an MP3, it wouldn't do it because of the copyright. But for me, I was taking a different step with my creativity because I've never tried to pre-record my radio show before. And it just seemed like it might be a fun thing to do, especially it would be good to learn to do if I'm going to be traveling. So when you when you learn simply how to use these cards for yourself, you can look at how can I take advantage of this energy and work with it for myself. I really suggest that people learn about the four suits, and I've defined them on my website, and they're defined more in depth in my book, I think, and the numbers. And then you learn what card, you know, what people's cards are. And most importantly, yourself. Lao Tzu said, "He who knows others is learned. He who knows himself is wise." So if you want to call in for a personal reading, if you have a question and you'd like to ask about what your spirit card, planetary ruling card, soul card is, or you'd like to know what your relationship card is for a relationship you're in or thinking about, you can call toll-free 877-876-5227 to speak with me directly, and I need your name, of course, and where you're calling from, just because I want to know those things, and then your birthday, month and day. If you want me to look at something specific in your time cycles right now, then I would like to know your present age. I don't want your year you're born. I would like your present age. I mean, you can give me your year, but then give me your present age as well, okay? Because that way, I don't have to do the math, which I know is simple. So I'm open also to any conversations anybody wants to have about the cards, any comments, anything you'd like to share. Caller? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This would be Hanson from San Diego.
I was just going to say, Hanson, if you're listening, call in.
I am. I did.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Well, let's see. Usual answer. Tall and eccentric. Evolving. Something like that.
And where are you calling from so our listeners know?
Oh, sunny Southern California, Lake Hodges area.
Uh-huh. Where is Lake Hodges?
Lake Hodges had a very nasty fire in last October, but missed me, so that's where I am, just on the periphery. Happens, yes.
So.
And, yeah, that was retrograde back then, too, so it might even have been some card something. So, I would like to ask some more general questions than necessarily the specific questions. I mean, life happens, and, you know, we have things happening. I find myself more fascinated by the underpinnings, the deeper stuff that is implied. For instance, in our culture, in Western culture, if I may be presumptuous to call it our culture, but the culture that we happen to be in, there's a phrase, that's odd. And there's even dealings. Does this possibly have some parallel or even roots to odd and even numbers, and particularly in the cards, today being a Three of Clubs day? Things are changing. The fours tend to be the foundationals, blah, blah, blah.
I love this question, or this thinking you have.
Both
you quirky jack of diamonds. Who else would think like this?
An eight of clubs?
I don't know. That's odd.
Exactly. We have this phrase, and we don't even know where it came from. What's that mean?
Well, you know what? I would think, you know, because the odd numbers usually are a little more challenged than the even numbers.
Represent change or upset or something like that.
Change, upset, yep. Things moving from one state to the next. Because, you know, the three takes us to the four, where we stabilize, and the five comes and says, well, let's have some new experiences so we can expand. You know, and then the six brings the balance and harmony, and the seven comes in and goes, mm-mm, we have to refine this. right?
Uh-huh.
As it goes. And so that's odd. The phrase "that's odd" could very well have come. There was tremendous wisdom in the beginning of time with humanity. And
what happened?
You know,
we forgot. Somebody lost the manual, whatever.
Well, I think we severed our relationship with nature.
Oh, that for sure. Did you think we ever had it as humans?
Yes.
You think we really did at some time in the past really have that deep connection that we're now going, about?
I think we did. And maybe in certain cultures it's been stronger than others, and
yeah.
In some it still is there.
The Aborigines and the
You
the
go to remote
tribes.
Places, you know, in different countries, and the people live with the land.
Yes.
And I met some people in New York last time I was there, and they'd just come back from the rainforest.
Mm-hmm.
And they had spent a month with a tribe in the rainforest.
Mm.
And they said these people were, they just lived in bliss.
Contrary to Western illusions of struggling to survive, they actually had a good time at it.
Well, they laughed a lot, and they played, and they said, you know, one day when they were there, that a few of the men went out to hunt, and one of them was bitten by a snake,
uh-huh.
a deadly snake, and they knew he would die.
Uh-huh.
And they just left him and went on.
Whoa.
This was one of their family, but they have, these people were so blown away because they said that those tribal members, that community of indigenous people, had no concept. They did not live from any thought whatsoever.
Hmm.
They were so attuned, they were loving and giving,
uh-huh.
and they weren't attached emotionally, and they were happy. They said they had never, they were just blown away. I mean, they could barely talk about it because they were still, you know, in shock. From what they've experienced. But so I do think that not only have there been times when we were really attuned to nature, but there are still people here and there that are. I mean, sure, we'll run them out.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, we're chopping down their forests. And
So that ties actually back to what are loosely called universal values that the whole Earth, Gaia, whatever we choose to call it, is still part of. And at some point, non-sustainable activities are indeed non-sustainable. And we go back to the Western perception of that's odd, because in nature, a triangle is stable. It's the quad that's unstable.
Mm-hmm.
And I smell a bit of a prejudice in the established culture that they're terrified of change. And yet, from Gaia's perspective, change represents life. Stagnation is death. You know, for anything from the Flatlanders who were terrified of the concept of evolution to whatever, anything that represents change freaks them out. So it's possible it could actually even be the other way around. The ones that we think of, like, I don't know, should I? It's a particular Three of Diamonds, I know. I refer to Three of Diamonds as like the tormented philosopher card. You know? And yet they're the pioneer species that are absolutely valuable versus the ones that just stay solid and don't change and potentially also don't get it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I thought it would be kind of fun to ask about that. And,
well, see, to me, when I think of a three, I think of a fountain that's going upward and out.
Mm-hmm.
Because that energy is so expressive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And the four is going to capture it somewhere along the line.
Mm-hmm.
But the three has to be there for that vibrancy,
mm-hmm.
you know, that brings us out of ourselves. And the Three of Diamonds in particular,
mm-hmm.
in the life spread, that card sits at the top of the Uranus line and in the Mercury, I mean, the top of the Uranus column in the Mercury line, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about thinking way outside the box.
Mm.
And I always say to children, I mean, people that I read for that are Three of Diamonds, I ask them, you know, or I'll say, I bet you felt like somebody dropped you on the wrong planet when you were a kid.
Uh-huh.
Because nobody understood you, and they just, their mouths drop them, and they go, yeah.
Uranus Mercury, that would be the combo, yes.
Yeah, because they are coming from somewhere else altogether.
Uh-huh.
And the people around them don't get it.
Does the Queen of Spades also have that feel? Being a Mercury-Uranus rather than a Uranus-Mercury?
Well, it's a little different, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because the column is really the core essence energy.
Oh, okay. This segues right into my next question, so off we go. Good. All right.
And then the line is actually how that energy is moved through time.
Uh-huh.
So the Three of Diamonds, not only is it in the Uranus column, it's at the top.
Right, the core.
And those columns move up,
uh-huh.
You know. When you read them from the bottom to the top.
Well, this is something that you have indicated that I don't see in our line school, or to do the vertical spreads also, and they seem to have relevance. So.
Excuse me?
The vertical spreads rather than just horizontal spreads seem to have a lot of, that makes more sense, you know?
Oh, yes, absolutely, because those cards fill in the blanks.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about master numbers as we get up into royalty? The Jack is an 11, which could be a 2, but it could be an odd number, and the Queen is a nice even number, but she falls down to a 3, and we notice that Queens of Clubs and Queens of Diamonds do seem to have challenges, per se.
I think all the queens have challenges.
Yeah. And maybe that's just our Western culture's prejudice against the feminine and the Gaian.
Well, it also could be that, you know, the queen rules through service.
Uh-huh.
And I think once a queen finds a way to serve humanity,
uh-huh.
that then life becomes a magic carpet ride.
Uh-huh.
Prior to that, however, it can be challenging. And sometimes I think it's more challenging for men born of queen birthdays than women because they've got all this feminine energy to deal with.
Uh-huh. Robert Camp, for instance.
Uh-huh. And so the Jack...
Yeah. Yes, let's talk about the Jack. Maybe even the Jack of Diamonds, I don't know.
Yeah, could that be because you're a Jack of Diamonds?
Yes. Coincidence.
Well, the Jack is the 11. The Jack is the initiate.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you do Jesus in the cards, by name, it's the Jack of Hearts. It's an 11.
Right up there in the middle of the cross, or yeah.
Yes. Thick. Well, so the name Jesus is an 11. The Jack is an 11, and the Jack of Hearts' solar value is 11.
Uh-huh.
So you know, you clever Jacks, you have all this very creative, crafty energy.
Uh-huh.
And,
Well, I'm just thinking of Jack of Hearts, the Christ card, the emotional power. There's a famous character who many people have never heard of who is greatly negatively, in my opinion, influenced culture. That's Edward Bernays, the founder of PR and propaganda, Jack of Hearts from the late 1890s.
Hmm.
And he used it to the max. He was a nephew of Sigmund Freud, if you have looked into that bit of history. Who used psychological techniques to sell stuff, and lots of it.
Really?
Yes, Jack of Hearts. Whoa. November 22nd. In fact, heart, right, from November 22nd. Planetary cards and all that stuff. Hmm.
Well, if you look at the Jack of Hearts life path, their
uh-huh.
first two cards are the Nine of Clubs and the Nine of Spades.
Uh-huh. Some of us have to look at the chart. I'm sure you've got it memorized.
So, yeah. Embedded in my brain.
So, let's see. Oh, okay, so numbers. What about kings? Number 13 or 4?
Right. Well, the kings, I think the kings... you know, lesson in life is learning to embrace their power, to assume the crown.
Uh-huh.
which has to be the high end of their suit, you know, choosing the higher values of the suit that they govern.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I also believe that as we go up each suit, that suit embodies the suits before us.
Mm-hmm. And you mean in the direction from
hearts
to clubs to diamonds to spades?
Correct.
Yeah.
So, no, I won't ask that question.
Okay.
So, you know, the kings have to assume their power.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they struggle with power. Until they do, just as the queens, until they assume their, you know, using their intelligence and their gifts to serve humanity in some way, often struggle.
And what about these jacks?
The who?
The jacks.
What about the jacks?
Yes. What's their, you know, the
well,
initiative?
You're
is it
very
just like
creative.
A wide open canvas, and what do you do with it?
Well, the jack is always, you know, right on the line. Are you going to rise to the higher side of your card, or are you going to be clever and cunning?
Right.
Because the jack has the ability to be extremely clever,
mm-hmm.
to the point of being totally out of integrity.
Mm-hmm.
They also have the ability to be extremely clever to the point of creating whatever they want,
mm-hmm.
business-wise or in the arts, any way possible. Any and all ways.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's always, the question is for all of us, really, is how do I want to manifest the power that I have?
Mm-hmm.
Because when you are so clever, and, you know, your soul card is the Jack of Clubs.
Right, this is the next one.
And
I'm
you're the, right. So, and your spirit card is the Three of Spades.
That was going to be my next question. You've got
well, I'm just one step ahead of you, honey.
Right, two cards ahead and one step.
Two, yep, okay.
So, for instance, I have what appears to be a relatively nice even spread for the most part, right?
Mm-hmm.
However, I've got this odd offset card or spirit card.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be back into that even and odd thing there somewhere.
Well, you've also got a five. I'm looking at your spirit spread. Yeah, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Your moon card is the Three of Hearts. So your spirit and your moon, both of which are inner worlds.
Okay, you went on the perfect spread of the spiritual spread, and the moon card is...
No, no. Your moon card on the light spread...
Oh, is the Three of Hearts, right, right.
The Three of Hearts.
Yeah, that's
and the
number.
Moon represents your subconscious and your emotions, right? And the spirit card, which is the Three of Diamonds, represents...
Three of Spades.
Hmm?
Three of Spades.
Three of Spades, thank
yeah.
you. Represents... the spirit card is your inner psyche, that inner world.
Uh-huh.
That card brings your challenges and your opportunities.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I always think... Well, first of all, the Jack of Diamonds lives in the Neptune column.
Right.
Which is very otherworldly and mysterious.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Uranus line, which is unpredictable. And then you put that Three of Spades in there.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got somebody who really values the more personal aspects of his or her life.
Mm-hmm.
And likes to keep them secret in a way.
Mm.
Not secretive so much.
Private, maybe?
Private is
yeah.
a good word. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. The old American adage of being rich and famous, I could do without the famous, you know?
Yes, no, I understand that. And, you know, sitting in Neptune and Uranus,
uh-huh.
it really you know, it's You have an unusual perspective.
We noticed.
Yes, well, right from the beginning with the question about, that's odd.
Yeah.
That's odd.
This is different from the usual questions. When am I going to meet my blah-bitty-blah or whatever, you know?
Well, blah-bitty-blahs are important to many people.
Well, the details, I don't know, or is it easy for me to see being over in the Neptune column, don't worry about the details. They happen anyhow, you know? Because that may be part of
the
jacket.
Yeah, but tell that to a four of spades or an eight of clubs.
Oh, my God, details are important.
Or, you know, an eight of spades.
Huh. Which reminds me, using both vertical and horizontal, and am I hugging, do we have people on the line waiting, or are we just having fun?
I don't know. I mean, we probably ought to give people time to call in. We'll stay on a couple more minutes.
Or tell them to call in if they want to call in. We're having fun in the meantime.
Yeah, go ahead and call in. I think there's more than one phone line.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure.
In spite of Mercury retrograde, it is possible to get through.
Well...
So we've got vertical and horizontal spreads, which is, adding our way of looking at it, which means we have two planetary ruling cards. There are some combinations where when it's a Uranus, it is the same card in the vertical and horizontal spreads. But, for instance, for Mr. Jack here, we're in Cancer, we're looking at either a King of Clubs or a Queen of Hearts or an And.
No, I don't read the cards like that.
Oh, for the planetary...
Did you study with Roberts, Camp?
No.
Planetary ruling cards, you're a Cancer, right?
Right.
Are the Queen of Hearts and the Queen of Spades.
Queen of Spades? How do we get to that?
If you go vertically.
Vertically. Oh, you know what it was? I went over the wrong... I went the backwards way rather than the forwards way.
Oh, okay, yeah, you got to go
all right.
Forward.
Got it. Okay, good. Make sure we do the rollover in the right direction.
Yeah, you have to go forward.
Okay, so we'll skip the King of Clubs. However, people have related to me from the King of Clubs perspective at times. One of the few things that I really, really like about Camp's writings are his descriptions of planetary ruling cards. Propensities. There's a few pages of that in the back. And the King of Clubs does kind of ring a bell there.
Well, the King of Clubs sits right behind you. That energy moves through you.
Sure. All right. So that can't
help. Are you into history? Absolutely you are. You already started out the conversation with that.
With what now?
History.
What tree? Oh, into history?
History, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Her story. Yeah, of course, yeah.
His story.
Yes.
What has happened before?
Yeah.
That's that King of Clubs behind you.
Oh.
What, the cards behind us are literally that. When you have the King of Clubs there, that card supports you, that energy moves through you,
mm-hmm.
and you reach backward in time for mm-hmm. all that knowledge because mm-hmm. that King of Clubs is sitting behind you.
Hmm. Okay, there we go. So I guess I'll take a look at Queen of Spades while we're at it. And.
Yeah. Well... I do want to give somebody else a chance to call, though. I mean, I could stay on the phone with you the whole time, and I don't know if there's somebody even wanting to call in, but I think it might be a good idea.
Sure, let's do that. Let's not hog the whole show. And I'll talk to you next week or the week after sometime. Then.
Perfect.
That's fair game.
Perfect.
All right.
I'm so glad you called.
All right, good.
Okay, darling, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye. So for those of you who are new to this, it probably sounded like we were talking Greek. And in a way, it is like that because, you know, you're looking at these mystical spreads that reveal so many different things about who we are and where we are in time and what's going on. So if you would like to call in, we have a few minutes for a reading. Have about 5 minutes, and the number is 877-876-5227. You don't have to know anything about the cards. I'm happy to share with you about your birthday. If this is new to you, I welcome you. I also want to invite you to go to my website, it's starofthemagi.com, and you can also go to itsallinthecards.com, and you might want to take advantage of my book offer on there because, as I said earlier in the show, I did find out that the book is actually going to be $2 more than I thought. So I'm letting whoever orders today from listening to the radio show. I'm going to leave it the way it is. And still, it's a deep discount. It's an even deeper discount since I found out. So, and you can sign up for the card of the day. You can always email me. I'm also available for private readings and sessions. I am going to be in New York and New Jersey June 10th, 11th through the 23rd, and I am scheduling personal sessions for that time right now in person while I'm there. I will be broadcasting the radio show from New York, and what else do I want to tell you? The Book Expo of America, which is the biggest book expo in the world, it starts tomorrow here in Los Angeles, and I'm going to be going. My new book is actually being featured on a very large banner, and I'm so excited. It's going to be next to Eckhart Tolle's new children's book, and we have the same publisher. And so I'm really excited. I'm going to take pictures and put it on my website, of course. And what else do I want to tell you besides sign up for the card of the day, check out my book, check out your birth card. If you have any questions, call me right now at 877-876-5227. I am going to be putting some new things up on my website now that I have some time. And maybe pay more attention to my blog, which I totally forget about all the time. If you go up on the nav bar and go to the cards, click on the cards, I explain the cards in the calendar, the four suits, and your four personal significators. Well, Hanson, I guess we should have stayed on the line and talked about the Queen of Spades, although I have 1 minute left, so I guess what I'll do is thank BBS Radio for doing what they do. If you've ever thought about having a radio show, I highly recommend them. They're absolutely great. And I want to welcome you to call me. And if you have any questions, you can email me. Any questions about the cards or anything. Or about personal readings. My email address is on the contact. And I want to thank you all for listening today. And I hope that you will return next Thursday. And check back with my website, because I am going to put Tex Ritter's version of the deck of cards up there. I'm going to figure out how to do that so everybody can listen to it if they want to. Okay, I want to thank you all for listening. I wish you a wonderful, wonderful week, and I will see you here next week. Okay? Bye for now. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Robert Lee Kemp, the host of the Mr. Destiny radio show here on bbsradio.com. Tune in Monday nights on the late night section at 7:30 Pacific and 10:30 Eastern. I want to invite you to come and listen in or participate in our lively and informative shows. Would you like to know something about your special destiny? How about your personal relationships or your finances? Are you thinking of moving but not sure when or if you should? Did you just meet somebody and want to know whether or not you are compatible? Would you like to know when you will meet somebody new or have more business success? Or would you like some help understanding your life